Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
As for Wednesdays, let's go around the league and inside the star with buy or sell.
All right, let's start it out in Frisco. It's been a dreadful run for the Cowboys that we all hoped would end when the season kicked off this year. But unfortunately, Dak Prescott in the first game of the year threw for just 178 yards, marking the seventh time in the last nine games Dak Prescott has failed to eclipse the 200-yard passing mark.
Wait, say that again, slowly?
That is the seventh time in the last nine games that Dak Prescott has failed to eclipse the 200-yard passing mark.
Counting stat.
Wow.
It's QBR.
No, that's not a counting stat. That's pathetic. That's bad.
The Cowboys take on the paltry Giants defense this weekend. Are you buying or selling that Dak Prescott will break the 200-yard passing threshold for just the third time in his last 10 games?
I will... You got an instant answer? I got one. Choppy.
I would lean towards yes. I would lean that he will pass that threshold.
Yeah. Me too. Look, I was thinking about doing a segment called like Optimistic Cowboys or, you know, DFW Optimism. The Carolina defense is a really good defense. They are. Now, every other year, Carolina's good, then they're bad. Then they're good, then they're bad. Then they're good, then they're bad. And it literally goes back and forth like that. But I do think that we've forgotten a little bit that you can factor in three things to try to be a homer. Number one, the rust factor. Chubby's giving you those numbers over and over of the preseason. Number two, new personnel. You're dealing with Allen Hurns, new. Michael Gallup, new. Tavon Austin, new. Tight ends, new. And you're dealing with a brand new center. Babe Laufenberg, by the way, tweeting out yesterday, you can blame a lot of people for the Cowboys offense week one. Do not blame Joe Looney at all. So, and then you could also say Carolina's a really good defense. So I do think that we've forgotten about the quality of the Panthers' D a little bit. I don't think the Giants' D, in fact, I'm pretty sure the Giants' D isn't that good. You're playing at home. Things can't get much worse, so I will buy that Dak Prescott throws for over 200 yards. But that's a pretty stunning statistic, which you just gave over that run. Blake Bortles, by the way, week one against the Giants, threw for 176.
Yeah, the statistic that it was 7 of 9 is I mean, that's a trend that's meaningful. In a singular game, it doesn't really matter. Quarterbacks who didn't throw for 200 yards were 4, 5, and 1 this week.
That matters. 4, 5, and 1 isn't good.
Well, but it also means that the quarterbacks who threw for more than 200 yards had the exact same record. They were 500 again.
Okay.
So it doesn't really matter because there's no record difference. See what I mean? Like if you're 4, 5, and 1,
but there's also a bunch of things. I hate when you. I don't want to get another fight over this. If you throw for 175 yards in a football game, unless your defense runs back pick sixes, your special teams does crazy stuff, or your running back goes off for 200 yards, that's bad. That's not good. So there's a bunch of other factors in that.
Of course there is. Of course there's other factors.
If you throw for 175.
Like, ideally, you want to throw for more.
That's not. No, not ideally. You have to throw for more most of the time. You cannot throw for 175 yards in football games and win them unless Zeke Elliott is going off.
Or unless you're
going to
be.
I can't believe we're. Why are we debating this?
You can be Cam or Tyrod, too. You can be Cam or Tyrod and give you 50 to 60 yards rushing a game, but
right.
Dak has not done that.
If the Cowboys throw for $175 a game, I think they're in major, major trouble.
Oh, for sure. I think, yeah, you're absolutely you're absolutely in trouble because they don't find ways. They don't score defensively. They don't score on special teams. And to be honest with you, they don't allow Dak. Dak could throw for, and Roy's right, Dak could throw for 175 yards if he rushes for 50.
Right.
But they don't let him do that, or he doesn't want to do that.
Right.
For whatever reason. So that becomes problematic.
So I'm gonna buy over 200 against the Giants. Choppy's going to buy it as well.
All right, both of you buying over 200 yards for Dak Prescott for just the third time in his last 10 games. Next up in buy or sell, Corey Coleman signs with the New England Patriots. It's the third team he's been on in the last 2 months. Even still, he's got a job, and Dez Bryant doesn't yet. Are you buying or selling that Corey Coleman will have a more productive season, catches and yards, than Dez Bryant?
Man, this has hit a level of low for 88. Dez Bryant will have a better season. He will still have a better season. I drafted him. I'm waiting for him to end up in New Orleans. I'm going to guess he ends up in Cleveland. And I will guess that Corey Coleman does not even finish the year in New England with the way his past month, 2 months have gone. So Dez will still have a better year than Corey Coleman. I'm guessing. I'm hoping.
I'm going to.
It's a good question.
Corey Coleman's going to have a better year because he's the only one currently on a roster. I can't say Dez is going to have a better year because I don't know that Dez is even going to be on an NFL team. I like to think he is. And when he does, if he goes to the Saints, obviously, I think he'd have a better year. If he goes to the Browns, I'm not buying that he'd have a better year than Corey Coleman. I'd buy Tom Brady and Bill Belichick being able to get into Corey Coleman's head than I would that Tyrod Taylor and Baker Mayfield are going to make, and well, more importantly, Hugh Jackson is going to make Dez Bryant this great player.
I never thought I would be saying this ever, but for the first time in his career, I'm questioning Dez Bryant's football passion. Like, don't tell me you have the same amount of passion. Now, hey, if you're seeing the bigger picture and you're loving life and family and kids and all that stuff, props to you. Then you have a greater perspective. But don't tell me that the football fire burns the same amount in you right now, because you would be on a team. You'd be practicing. You'd be with someone. You'd be picking up a playbook. You'd be on a roster. So I've never questioned the football passion right now. And when people a couple weeks ago were like, I don't know if the guy wants to play, I was like, he's Dez Bryant. He loves it. He eats this stuff up. I may have been wrong.
Man, surprised by that a little bit.
Are both of you
guys sticking with?
Why are you surprised by it? Like, what's he showing right now? He keeps telling us that there's interest, and I do believe that there's some interest. We know he's had two offers. I don't really blame him for turning down the Baltimore one based upon wanting to play for a contender, and he probably thought he could get more than $8 million a season. Now, he was dead wrong on the money, but if you loved football the same that we always thought he has, we wouldn't be sitting here like this, I don't think. And especially being at the age he is, at the age of 30, either that or he is totally delusional
right. And
thinking that other teams don't look at his age and his film and say, if he doesn't play right now, we're not going to go sign him up at 31.
Oh, no. You don't miss years at this stage and come back and play. Like, you don't, because Broadus said this, you can't get new tape on the guy. There's no new tape. You go based on what you last had. And then the further away you get from sports, the worse and the harder it is to come back.
Yeah. So he either doesn't care as much or he's completely misjudging the way that teams are going to view him, in our opinion. So,
right.
But I'm saying Dez better year still.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
And Choppy's saying Corey Coleman.
Even after your justification, you're still siding with Dez Bryant.
Because Corey Coleman ain't going to be on this roster, and I don't think he's going to be able to pick things up in New England based upon what's just happened to him.
All right, so Chop's buying that Corey Coleman will have a more productive season than Dez. Sean is selling. Next up in buy or sell. Ryan Fitzpatrick's done the world when he threw for over 400 yards and 4 touchdowns on Sunday. He also ran for a touchdown, but he'll have two of the toughest matchups the Bucs face all year in the next 2 weeks. Home against the Eagles, then home against the Steelers. Are you buying or selling that Jameis Winston will not have a starting spot to come back to when his suspension ends in 2 weeks?
Ooh. I'm going to sell that. As great as Fitzpatrick played, we've seen that.
Yeah.
You know, the difference is with Dak, when he was here, he was a rookie. There was an unknown. There was no book on him. There was no history with him. It was, wow, the sky's the limit. With Ryan Fitzpatrick, we know what the sky is. We know what it looks like. It's cloudy. It's got a chance of thunderstorms. I don't want any part of that Ryan Fitzpatrick storm.
I agree with you. The Jets here fooled me. I said that the other day. I was buying him after that season in New York, and then he fell back down to earth. And here's the bottom line. They still have to find out about Jameis. Mm. Like, we're talking about a Dak contract, trying to figure out to give him an extension. They need to figure that out on Jameis Winston. And what is Fitzpatrick facing? How many more weeks does he have?
2 weeks.
Okay. So, it was only
be back. It's a three-game suspension.
Yeah, it was only a three-game suspension.
Okay,
for
so
James.
Fitzpatrick is going to get Philly this week.
Philly and then Pittsburgh.
And then Pittsburgh.
Both at home.
Both at home. You'd figure there's going to be two losses. Therefore, it's not going to be a 3-0 start. There's not going to be all this talk and pressure. So I wanted to look at the schedule. But they got to figure. They got to find out about Jameis as well. And Dirk Cutter is their head coach because of Jameis Winston. Cutter should have been fired last year by all accounts. So they got to figure out how those two mesh. Ryan Fitzpatrick will lose his job to Jameis.
Both RJ and Sean selling on the idea that Ryan Fitzmagic holds on to the starting spot in Tampa when Jameis returns. What's up next in Buy or Sell? Adrian Peterson. We're back to a classic. And he was back in a big way on Sunday. He rushed for 96 yards on a whopping 26 carries. For what it's worth, he also caught two passes for 70 yards. The 33-year-old looks to have a stranglehold on the majority of touches in the Redskins' backfield. So, are you buying or selling a 1,000-yard season for old AD? Or AP.
This is just like the Tebow bet where Choppy kind of had it open-ended against Roy, not just for 1 year. And I wish that my Adrian Peterson bet with RJ was open-ended, not just for 1 year, because I already paid him the $100 for saying that he had a 1,000-yard season left in his career. But I will still sell it. We've seen flashes from Adrian. We saw it his first game in Arizona. Chris Thompson still gets a lot of touches there. Chris Thompson is a very good weapon. I just have to believe that it was just a nice flash game for him. I'll sell 1,000, even though I'm hoping for it. Well,
I'm going to sell 1,000 yards.
You're not even thinking about it.
No, because I fully expect Adrian Peterson to have 11 carries for 28 yards this week, because that's Adrian Peterson's MO when he has a great game. Last year,
said he's never had a line this good.
Last year, 26 carries, 134 yards in his first game with Arizona. The very next week, 11 for 21. Ooh. Then he followed up with 37 for 159. The next week, 21 for 29 yards, followed by 14 for 26. He is at the age where he can't do it in back-to-back weeks necessarily enough to be able to get the 1,000 yards. Look at Bartolo. Bartolo had a good start. Then he had that one outing against Houston where he almost had that no-hitter. And it was like 5 weeks before he was able to have a halfway decent start. He just couldn't come back from that. And that's what happens when you hit a certain age. Yeah, I'm going to sell.
Roy? I mean, I'm going to admit that I'm at least back and forth.
I'm 100%. I'm buying it. You're going to give me 26 touches? Yeah, Chris Thompson is there.
Yeah,
I understand.
Is he going to have 26 touches a week?
No, maybe not. But if it's in the range of 20 and he was in for about 60 snaps.
It's against the Cardinals, too.
Of their offensive snaps. Now, granted, they were up by a lot. Maybe that gave them a lot of room to run, and they were trying to run out clock. But it looks like Adrian Peterson is going to get the majority of work. Sorry to Samaje Perine or Robert Kelly or any of those guys. If he plays a full 16-game season and he gets this type of workload, I think it's a foregone conclusion that Adrian Peterson, even at 33, can accomplish 1,000 yards. That's not a lot. That's 66 yards a game for a 16-game season.
True.
Adrian Peterson can do that if he plays 16 games.
All right, good questions. Buy or sell? You can answer them on the Autoflex Leasing Fan Text or at RW3 with some fantasy football advice for free from Roy.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.